you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, February 6th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Here are the stories we've been following today. Check the U.S. Geological Survey's latest earthquakes website and you will see dozens of sizable aftershocks following today's magnitude 7.8 earthquake in southeastern Turkey, mostly in the magnitude 4 or 5 range. 9 hours after the first quake, an aftershock that measured 7.5 hit about 100 miles to the north. Now, that part of Turkey, just north of the Syrian border, is one of the most seismically active and dangerous places on the planet. Of course, we live in another of those places here in Southern California, and it's not a matter of if, but when the southern end of our famous San Andreas Fault will move, and you will know when it does. When that quake hits, KPCC science reporter Jacob Margolis says the danger won't be over when the initial shaking stops.
And what is scary about that, besides it's just terrifying to shake that much, is that buildings that, you know, maybe didn't collapse in the first round could collapse during these aftershocks. Things stay dangerous, they get more dangerous, and we could expect that kind of thing if we do even get a small quake here. I'm not saying building collapses, but continued shaking, continued aftershocks for some time.
KPCC science reporter Jacob Margolis. By the way, you can listen to Jacob's podcast, The Big One, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Now to a different but a common Southern California natural threat. Building inspectors in Santa Clarita are eyeballing 5 houses in that city's new Skyline development. They're built on top of a terraced hillside along Plume Drive, and that hillside is slipping. The houses have been yellow tagged, meaning they're in some danger. The sidewalk and the street below the slipping hillside are also damaged. It will be up to structural engineers to figure out if that hillside's going to hold. Thousands of Southern California gas customers were wide-eyed when they opened their last bill for natural gas. It was sky high, the result of a spike in natural gas prices on the wholesale level. Now, if you don't have the cash to pay that bill, our LA Explained reporter Caitlin Hernandez says you can get help.
It's called the Level Pay Plan. This isn't a discount program, but it averages out your annual gas use and costs over 12 months. Here's how it works. If you enroll, your monthly bill wouldn't be your actual charges. Instead, SoCalGas will estimate your monthly bill based on your history and projected future rates. You'll pay that for 6 months. After that, your gas estimate will be evaluated and adjusted to match more of what you're actually using. You'll likely pay a little more some months and less in others, but it's a way for you to make those gas spikes more affordable in the long run, because you'll be paying for it slowly, over time. Most SoCalGas customers are eligible. I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
And we have more about how you can manage your natural gas bill. You'll find it online at LAist.com. By the way, if you live in San Diego Gas and Electric territory, which includes much of South Orange County, you might be eligible for help to pay your much higher than expected natural gas bill. And you'll find information about that at SDGE.com. The State of the Wine Industry report says premium wine sales were strong in 2022, up nearly 10%. Industry analyst Rob McMillan wrote the report for the Santa Clarita-based Silicon Valley Bank. Strong sales for premium wine is pretty good news for California vintners.
But I think important to recognize is what we really have is a bifurcation of wine. So we have the low-price wine under $15. And that's losing in volume. That's losing total volume share. And then above $15, that's still growing. We certainly have to find what I call more consumer on-ramps.
And here's more on the State of the Wine Industry report. It says wine consumption is growing among consumers over 60, but not among the younger crowd. So right now, the challenge is to bring in Gen Z types or millennials who, at least presently, prefer spirits, beer, or no alcohol at all. Among the ideas to do that, focus marketing on organic wines, especially for those concerned about climate change, and on the growing number of Latino winemakers. Right now, there are about 45 Latino-owned wineries in California, many of them in the wine country of Sonoma and Napa. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.